Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Mare d'Azyn Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing surprisingly well, all things considered, running around doing 16 things at once. But hey, what the heck? I'm not bored, at least. How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm, you know, kind of in the same boat with you. We've got a ton of stuff going on here at the Extension office.
I can well imagine. Having talked to a few different agents, there's always something going on. It may not be what you planned, but there's something going on. This time around, you've got something kind of neat to talk about, the AARP Smart Driver Course, and I'm assuming that's not golf-related.
Exactly. So we try to partner with AARP once a year to do their Smart Driver Course. And this is a great course to help people improve their driving skills, but even better, it can help reduce the cost of our auto insurance premium. So this was a course that was developed by AARP to help drivers age 50 or older to improve their skills and prevent traffic accidents. The course has been updated to include the most current rules of the road, defensive driving techniques, etc., really to focus on today's increasingly challenging driving environment. I don't know about you, but it seems like every time I get on the road, sometimes we just have to shake our heads at some of the things that we see.
That's putting it mildly.
This course is a great refresher. We're going to have the course on Tuesday, October 3rd, here at our office in Paola, and it's going to go from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon. There is a cost for this course of $25. We ask for individuals to pay in advance. The checks need to be paid to AARP. There's not an age requirement, but it is geared towards folks who are age 50 and older, but we don't turn away younger folks either. And if you are an AARP member, the registration fee is only $29. And I have folks say, you know, why do I need to come to the refresher course? Well, first of all, I don't know about you, but I like to save money, so the potential to get a discount on my auto insurance premium is great. But the other thing that we need to think about is if, you know, folks are like me and it's been a long time since I had to take that driver's course, which I struggled at with age 16, it really gives us kind of an updated thought on different things that we encounter on the road nowadays. And I will tell you, my biggest challenge is always trying to figure out the roundabouts that have become very popular. We have the new, what they call the scissor intersections that go across a lot of the bridges. So things do look different on the road. The course covers just research-based safe driving strategies, if you will. And then we cover things that are more specific as we age, how medication affects our driving, for example, as well as issues that might happen with our eyesight. And then issues that we can take to reduce driver distractions. And that doesn't just mean, you know, keeping your eyes on the road and watching your cell phone usage, but it is things that happen outside of our vehicles as well that can cause us to be distracted. Sometimes that is, you know, other people on the road that are driving irresponsibly. Another great thing that they cover in the class is proper use of the technology found in cars today. And this is something that, as a staff, we have noticed with one of our newer vehicles that we acquired over the past couple of years. And there are two things in that vehicle that kind of caught us off guard. The first thing is the parking brake automatically sets on us, and we have to remember to disengage it before we pull the car out of a parking spot. And you wouldn't think that that's a big deal, but it's something that catches you off guard and makes a difference in how you leave that parking space. If you forget that that's engaged and you try to hit the gas pedal, you know, thinking you're not hitting it hard enough, you can end up coming out of that, you know, parking space a whole lot differently than you thought. So keeping that in mind. And then another thing that we saw was it has that driver lane correction. And so if it feels like you are not driving properly in your lane, that safety feature, I guess, kind of moves the car over, if you will, which is kind of very interesting. But if you're not prepared for something like that to happen, it can catch you off guard. It's not something that we've had on vehicles over the years. So there's a lot of stuff that has added to the cars that can impact our ability to drive to or if it's a feature that's never kicked in before and all of a sudden it's kicking in. It's just stuff that we need to be aware of. So lots of good information there. And then also it touches base on state-specific regulations, including regulations in construction zones, regulations with child safety seats. I know that's something that I've had to kind of reteach myself now that I have a granddaughter, things related to school buses on the road, and a whole lot more things. So it is a great refresher class to come to. We encourage folks to come to it. It's been very popular, and we do have a limit on the number of people that can attend the class. And so we encourage folks, if you're interested in taking the class, that you get signed up sooner rather than later. To register for the course, you can give us a call at our Paola office. That number is 913-294-4306. And that class is going to be at our Paola office, like I mentioned, which is located at 913 North Pearl Street in Paola. So get signed up if you'd like to come. Give us a call if you have any other questions, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Well, thank you. Oh, and one more point. If you see flashing lights in your rearview mirror, move out of the dad-blasted way. Don't try to outrun them. Exactly. Don't look for the next curve. Just move over.
Exactly.
Asking for a friend is like, oh, I can think of a few people who could take that course and benefit from it, and then everybody else around will benefit from that as well. But thank you for the information. That sounds like a pretty neat setup.
Yeah, it's a great class, and AARP has a wonderful instructor that we work with, and believe it or not, it's actually enjoyable.
Well, I would hope so. You know, learning new stuff and refreshing stuff is usually a pretty good thing, so something to look forward to, and I hope you get a good turnout. Looking forward to hearing some updates on that.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.